Bernard started and looked horrified. What would the controller think? To be labelled as the friend of a man who said that he didn't like civilization, said it openly, and, of all people, to the controller, it was terrible. "But John," he began. A look from Mustafa Mond reduced him to an abject silence. "Of course," the savage went on to admit, "there are some very nice things. All that music in the air, for instance."
"Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about my ears, and sometimes voices."
The savage's face lit up with a sudden pleasure. "Have you read it too?" he asked. "I thought nobody knew about that book here, in England."
"Almost nobody. I'm one of the very few. It's prohibited, you see. But as I make the laws here, I can also break them. With impunity, Mr. Marx," he added, turning to Bernard, "which I'm afraid you can't do."
Bernard sank into a yet more hopeless misery.
"But why is it prohibited?" asked the savage.
In the excitement of meeting a man who had read Shakespeare, he had momentarily forgotten everything else. The controller shrugged his shoulders.
"Because it's old. That's the chief reason. We haven't any use for old things here."
"Even when they're beautiful?"
"Particularly when they're beautiful. Beauty's attractive, and we don't want people to be attracted by old things. We want them to like the new ones."
"But the new ones are so stupid and horrible. Those plays, where there's nothing but helicopters flying about, and you feel the people kissing."
He made a grimace.